This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional aides report a deal has been reached between Democrats and Congress in the White House on moving forward with a bill to avert a government shutdown at month's end. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Trump administration have agreed to keep a stopgap government funding bill free of controversy or conflict. That's according to aides who demanded anonymity, who were briefed on the conversation between Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Both sides are trying to keep any possibility of a government shutdown off the table, despite ongoing battles over a virus relief package and other spending priorities. The goal is to avert a shutdown at the end of September, which would bring unwanted tensions during the run-up to the November election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Seven police officers involved in the suffocation death of Daniel Prude last spring in Rochester, New York, have been suspended by the city's mayor, who said she was misled for months about the circumstances of the fatal encounter. Prude, who was black, died when he was taken off life support March 30th. That was 7 days after officers who encountered him running naked through the street put a hood over his head to stop him from spitting, then held him down for about 2 minutes until he stopped breathing. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren announced the suspensions Thursday at a news conference. With protests in Portland, Oregon nearing the 100-day mark, the governor, Kate Brown, and other Democratic leaders have called for an end to the violence. Meanwhile, federal agents are continuing to arrest protesters who allegedly assaulted law enforcement officers. Protests have erupted daily in the Pacific Northwest city since the killing of George Floyd. They are now punctuated by clashes between Black Lives Matter demonstrators and far-right counter-protesters. This is VOA News.